And he was saying, I can't remember if you guys remember, but it was something along the lines of, you know, the goal now is to get people to consume over 2 hours of content before they come to see you. Then we're going to have the reason that we've grown so much in my business is because I've been able to do something called personal branding. And today's the first time we're teaching this. Give me a wave if you're excited. It's kind of the first time we're teaching this. I'm going to give you guys a sneak peek in the background of how I built the brand Ryan Ryder very, very quickly. That is a seven-figure business from scratch. And the reason that it's becoming almost easier for me is because people have now consumed my content for long periods of time. And when we started teaching this stuff, it's funny, we can only really now see the results. Here's what I'm finding now. I just did a whole bunch of one-on-one calls with my inner circle members. There's a few of my inner circle members that do this better than others. And they're consistently good with their content. And this is what they say to me. Ryan, I can't believe it. People are coming into the practice and they're saying this. Yeah. I've actually been seeing your stuff for like at least 6 months. I've been watching your stuff for a while. I've been meaning to come in for ages, and I've been seeing you in my news feed, and like I've been seeing you in my emails, and you know, you send so many freaking emails and stuff, but you know, I'm here, and I know a lot about you, and I know about your trip, etc. Now let me ask you a question. If somebody comes to sit in front of you as a new patient and they've been consuming your content for 6 months, how many think they're going to be a better quality lead? Huge. That's the difference is that. The difference is that that's, if statistically, you know, they say sometimes someone has to hear something 7 times before they get it. That's not true. Today, someone has to hear something 21 times, 7 to 21 times before they get it. So Daniel Priestley, who wrote a great book, I highly recommend you all read it, called Oversubscribed. And he was a guest speaker on our mastermind, and he was saying, I can't remember if you guys remember, but it was something along the lines of, you know, the goal now is to get people to consume over 2 hours of content before they come to see you. So how does that change the selling environment? That's what you have to remember. We are talking about marketing right now, but we're also telling you about the sale changes around context. If you have a book, like we have a little book. If every one of your practices should have a book. We have something called Healing the Health Away now, which is a little book, but straight away changes the context. We sometimes send it to new patients, etc. I'm a published author of many books. I have another 2 books coming out to how to grow your practice this year. By the end of the year, we should hopefully have another 2 books out for that. Why? Because please write this down. Content is king. Content is king. Content is king. So Jack, I'd never be where I am today if it wasn't for Jack. His name's Jack Hodgetts. He's come on board. He's going to show you how to cheat and produce regular content. He's going to tell you how we produce a video a day for the last 6 months, probably longer. Since March, a video a day every single day. He's going to show you how to schedule that in schedulers, and he's going to come from 3 angles. He's going to come from why most people don't produce content. This is an internal thing. Almost everyone's afraid of. Do you guys want to know why? Do you want to know why you don't produce content? Do you want to know? Hello? Give me a wave. You want to know? The reason that most people don't produce content is very, very simple. It's got to do with the biggest fear on the planet. And if you take a poll and you ask people what the biggest fears on the planet is, like number one on many polls is what? I see your lips. A lot of people say public speaking, right? Public speaking. But it's not public speaking. And it's relevant for you and why you're not producing content in your practice. Because if you're not a business owner right now, and you want to see your business owner love you, I mean love, in a weird way, produce content for the practice. Produce content. And most importantly, be regular. Be consistent. And that's the challenge. Anyone can do one video And then I know the business owner is going to go, yeah, we'll see. We'll see if you can be consistent. But when it comes to producing content, the reason you don't, or reason all human beings don't, has got to do with two things, really. Number one, public speaking is not the biggest fear in the world. The biggest fear in the world is, write this down, public humiliation. Public humiliation. We are petrified of, we're petrified of being public, you know, being shown up publicly. That is as one of the biggest fears on the planet. If you look at how did Singapore basically eliminate litter? What they did was, if you were caught littering, front page of the newspaper, picture of you. Yeah, I'm not joking. Today, Singapore has pretty much, I mean, it's pretty much eliminated. They don't have enough, I heard a statistic, they don't even have enough litter to recycle in certain environments. You know, they are so disciplined with that. And yeah, I know there's certain negatives about that. They're very, 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 quite a tough regime, if you will, with certain things. But they pretty much eliminated litter by using public humiliation, okay? Which is the opposite. But all of us have that fear. All of us have that fear. And then the next thing, so we all, I mean, we were sitting down, we had lunch this week at Heston's restaurant, my team, and we were sitting there and we were genuinely laughing out loud that other tables were looking at us. If you look at some of the comments on some of my posts, you know, and I'll tell you, some of them are just hilarious, because if you comment on one of my posts, you also get an automatic response in your inbox. So someone might say, excuse my profanity, is it okay if I, no, they are kids. But someone might say, who doesn't know me? Someone might say, go F yourself. I'm not joking, this happens, right? This happens. And then they'll get a private message to go, thank you so much for commenting, would you like a book? And this happens all the time. We were just laughing out loud about it, right? So if you're going to market yourself, you have to understand that's part of the process. Get over it. Get over it. And your impact is directly proportionate. I was once told this. You know what someone told me? Look me in the eye once and said, you don't know. Someone said, I told them the size of my business. And they were like, do you know why you're not double that? We're like, you don't have enough haters. So what do you mean I don't have enough haters? Like, what do you mean? Why would I want haters? Like, your impact is directly proportionate to the amount of haters you have. Like, what do you mean? Do you want people to not like me? Like, yeah. Because there's only one thing. If you don't have haters, you just don't have a voice. If you don't have haters, you don't have a voice. And if you don't have a voice, you are irrelevant in the marketplace. If you don't have haters, you don't have a voice. And if you don't have a voice, you're irrelevant in the marketplace. So be okay. I'm not saying you're going to get, but like, do people, I'm different because it's a personal brand, but do people say things like, do people comment on our advertising and say chiropractors are quacks? Yes. Like all the time. You know what I mean? Is it still working? Yes, a lot. Works very well. So that's normal. If you don't have haters, you don't have a voice. And if you don't have a voice, you're irrelevant in the marketplace. Cool. Let's just say that. So next, only other reason, that more for the doctors on this, more for the practitioners on this. The reason you don't do videos and put it out there, I'm stealing a bit of thunder here from Jack, is mostly because of peer-to-peer judgment. We are petrified of what our other docs down the road think of us. We are petrified. I've had Spanish docs look me in the eye and tell me, but what if, I'm not going to mention their name, some prominent, what if they see it? And what do they say, what are they going to say about me? Like, I don't care what they're going to say about you. Do they pay your mortgage? Do they pay your kids' school fees? No. So docs, this is, your fear of peer-to-peer judgment is keeping you small. It's keeping your message within you. And in any medical professional, small industries, like actually, it's we can laugh about what other people say, but it's when a doc down the road comments and says something about it, and I'm going to say this openly, it hurts our feelings and it really affects us. I mean, we have sleepless nights of these things. For the team members on this, you must understand that the psyche of us is, we have sleepless nights over this stuff. Right? And I know for some of you on the call, I'm like, I can't believe you're so worried about it. Yep, we worry about it. We're worried about when the chiropractor says we're not passionate about chiropractic, look at what we're doing, or we've sold out, or what. That stuff really hurts our feelings, you know. So I struggled with that for quite a while in my profession. So are you guys learning something? Are you learning something? Yeah. So please write this down. You want to be successful, bigger as a human being, whatever, in your role, in your business, you have to embrace this. And I'll never forget, I was sitting in the audience and someone from stage said this to me. I was a participant in the audience. And they said, the reason I'm on stage teaching you and you're not teaching me is simple. It is this, that I'm prepared to look stupid in public more than you are. Some of you just had a physical reaction to that statement. I'm prepared to look stupid in public more than you are. Now, I don't want you to look stupid in public, but you guys, you get it, yes? If you look at a camera and you say hello, someone's going to comment and say, what a slime ball. You just said hello. Like, you don't know me. So here's your choice. Say nothing and get no criticism and help very few people. Say nothing, get no criticism and help very few people. Say anything, get some criticism and help a lot of people. Say nothing and some people won't like you and you just help a lot of people, help no people. Say something and guess what? Some people won't like you and you help a lot of people. So everybody take a deep breath in, breathe out. It's all good. Everybody say it's all good. Hey docs, thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. If you haven't yet got my book, it's completely free, New Patient Avalanche. It's exactly how I grew my 8 practices, saw 10,000 new patients every single year from the strategies in this book. Everything's in here. It's completely free. All you do is pay for the shipping and the postage. Click on the link. I promise to help your practice grow. See you at the next video.